Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
we pump up the estrogen level by visiting with our lady friends, The Walking Dead gets the once-over, and Adam is here.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, hello, everyone. Episode 99. It's a big, big episode of The Scope in the hizzy for shizzy.
Yes, it is our last double-digit episode.
Yes.
Our final one.
Much to the chagrin or happiness of many, many people out there. As the introduction stated, I am Shane, Jared is here, and our third host of the show, after what seems like an eternity, is back in studio. Adam, thank
you. T-Man from Eternia.
Thank you for making the effort to show up today.
He was Prince Adam, so it kind of makes sense. That's probably where you're going with that.
Exactly.
Would have been very sad if you wouldn't have shown up, but your girlfriend, Mandy, would have showed up.
It there was a discussion awkward. Of that happening.
But I would kind of like to
someone
see
someone could have stood in for me, that robot thing you do. For my voice,
sure. I have a vacuum cleaner. I could have sat in the chair.
I appreciate.
Would have been just about as intellectual.
I appreciate you putting my favorite topic in the open there.
What's your favorite topic?
Me.
Wow. There we go. Well, as Jared also said, we have three. Wow. Delayed reaction.
Got to locate the laughter track.
Yeah, that's doesn't happen very often. We've got three special guests sitting in with us to add their own personal flair to the show. I'm looking at the couch here from left to right. I'll start with my wonderful wife of how many years, Carrie? How long have we been married?
Nine.
9 years. Thank you for reminding me. I will take a note so I will not forget that. Yeah. Carrie, thank you for showing up.
You're welcome.
Anything going on in your life that I need to know about? Let's bring it right onto the table right now.
No.
No divorce papers or anything like that in the works?
I'll let you know when that happens.
Okay, we'll see how the show goes. Sitting just to your left would be Jared's significant other, Angie or Angela. What would you like to be referred to today?
I can be Angie today.
Angie today. She, kind of a sad day in this house because she's off to fight the war with the Krauts, according to her fantastic Army-inspired shirt. I love it. Or a band leader, camouflage band leader.
Military is in, Shane.
Military is hot.
Military is in.
When I read all of Carrie's fashion magazines, that's what I get. And finally, our third and possibly our most elusive guest would be Mandy. She would be Adam's significant other.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Great. I love your outfit. All you ladies, very stylishly dressed today.
We don't get callback to.
Unlike us, we're in freaking zip-up hoodies.
We look sloppy.
Slippers.
And I just want to take this moment to thank all of you for agreeing to participate in the first annual Scope Wet T-shirt contest coming up.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So,
it's going to be tight, y'all.
Oh, Jared's
there we
really
go.
On fire. I wanted to ask Angie right away. You've been having some very, very bad automobile luck, and I wanted to get into that straight away. You've just recently had an accident. Not your fault. Am I correct in stating that?
Correct.
But you just had one not too long ago, right?
Also correct.
And did you have one before that as well?
No.
Okay, so just to tell everybody what happened in this last wreck that happened this week.
Well, I was just stopped at a highway exit ramp, and someone crashed into me and drove off.
This is all admissible, by the way, so you just keep that in mind.
So, was it a terrible accident? Or were you shocked, or did you say to yourself, "I cannot believe this is happening again to me"?
Well, my first thought was, "What?" And my second thought was, "Are you kidding me again?" And then my third thought was, "Oh my God, he's driving off. That's awesome."
Did you get his license plate number?
I did.
And so, how do you know how that process works when somebody drives off? Do you contact the police, or do you go to your insurance company, or what's
all of the above?
And are they going to nab this character? I mean, is it a stolen car? Is it some sort of drug running vehicle that?
It's actually a swamp boat. It's very odd.
came in floating right above the pavement.
That's what they do.
Now, the state trooper said they were going to try to locate it, but he said he didn't seem particularly optimistic. He said sometimes people change address and don't tell them. Yeah.
So when you called up your insurance company, did they say, not you again? Or we'll just give you a new car after all this is said and done?
If only. I said at the rate we're going, I'll have a new car pretty soon.
Oh, that is
piece by piece
terrible. But the car is drivable. You can get from point A to point B, or is that not even in the?
There's
cars?
A taillight that's smashed out, so I don't know if it's street legal or not.
So you take it
you
out.
Get some of that fancy red tape to cover.
Yes.
Some D-bag hits your car, and yes. Then you can't even go out without the fuzz tracking you down and giving you a ticket for not having a street legal car.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh boy. Well, I hope the repairs happen quickly and. You know, not too much out of your pocket. I'm sure you probably covered your deductible 10 times by now, the rate these things are happening.
Well, the last time, you know, the other guy's insurance covered everything because it was all his fault as well. So
She's at the wrong place, the wrong time, Jared. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's on 12th Avenue or trying to enter 12th Avenue. That's apparently is the wrong place. So if there's any takeaway, it's avoid 12th Avenue.
Very
nice. Which is unfortunate because we live on
12th. Yeah. You cannot avoid it. Well, let's swing the attention over to Adam and Mandy. You guys have been all over the place recently in Chicago to see the Chicago Bears take on the Washington Redskins. What else have you guys been up to? Let's break this down.
We went to Milwaukee the night before that, or the Friday before that, to see Hot Chip and LCD Sound System.
They're not coming here to the Twin Cities?
But we were already going to be... I would have missed the show here because it was... Saturday, when we were already in Chicago. So
we extended our road trip.
We extended it by a day.
So is it a different experience seeing a concert in the state just to the east of Minnesota, you know? A lot of bad blood between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
People there seem much taller than they are here.
Crazy.
Really?
Crazy
Can you confirm
tall.
That, Mandy?
Yeah, I have
very,
pictures.
Very tall. Just taking pictures of tall people without context.
That seems odd, is it?
I agree.
All the door frames are 12 foot tall.
Is it all the bratwurst and the cheese?
I can't explain
The porn,
it.
The fireworks, what is it? What stereotype can we lay this on?
A lot of porn stereotypes coming out of Wisconsin, huh?
I just noticed that every time you drive, you get off of a freeway, there's a porn shack somewhere.
Nice.
It's true.
Yeah.
Cruising Chubbies.
And Rocky Rococo Pizza. That is what that state is.
Rocky Rococo Pizza, tall people,
it
and
lives
porn.
On.
Yep.
So you saw this Hot Chip and LCD Sound System. Both those acts not very exciting to me, but I'm an old fuddy-duddy. Did you guys enjoy the show?
We did.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We didn't enjoy it as much as the insane. It was an all ages show.
What sort of venue?
It was a weird thing that's like a cross between Roy Wilkins and First Ave. It's basically three times the size of First Ave and kind of looks like that.
It was like a big ballroom with a giant rotunda around the top.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, we're just old compared to 18-year-olds that just jump and smash into you for 2.5 straight hours. So
I shoved back.
Yeah. Mandy was pretty tough. She had a cool purse that she used as a weapon.
Nice. Does it have spikes coming out of it or something?
No, just lots of stuff in
for
it.
Next
nice.
Time. But it was good. It was worth it. As much as I don't really like concerts because of me not liking people and crowds, it was still worth it. And I would
or live music or, you know, air.
I like all those other
or
things.
Or standing upright.
At least, well, not that. But
believe me, if it's not Xbox or masturbation, he's really not for it.
Right, yeah. Right.
We know his, you know his platform.
Or hate speech. Those three. Right. That usually leads to the other two, though. I don't know. Yeah, so that was our big thing. We went to Fargo.
Boy,
for something too.
A constant
the grandpa's 95th birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
For Mandy's grandpa's 95th.
I'm glad it was important for you, Adam.
I don't know. I thought it was a wedding for some reason. There, that's because
there
that
was a wedding,
wedding
in there too.
Yeah,
we had a lot going on.
Is Grandpa accepting of Adam or?
Yeah, he actually called me and he never. Well, I called him, but he had a long speech about how much he likes Adam and how he thinks he's a good guy.
Yeah,
really?
Which he never.
So he has dementia.
Well, he's 95.
No, yeah, he's also he also calls me David. So I think that he's actually thinking of Mandy's other boyfriend.
Wow,
the nicer one.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, that is something else.
Yeah.
What a quite a tour of the Upper Midwest for you guys, and how did going into the classic stadium that is Soldier Field?
It's not classic anymore, though.
Well, being the enemy, you guys went in probably all decked out in your Washington Redskins attire.
No pig snouts.
No
face paint.
No nothing like that. My coworker and I were in San Francisco for a weekend, and we decided to go to a Vikings 49ers preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought – I'm not a Vikings fan, so I didn't really care. But he brought a Favre and Peterson jerseys, and so we wore those in. And
uh-oh.
We got just screamed at the whole time. And I was like, I thought 49ers – you know, it's like you guys – I didn't know.
Peace, loving, understanding.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to do this with Mandy. Just get yelled at for 4 hours. So
what's the problem? She could protect you.
Well,
she's got that killer purse.
And we talked about it afterwards, and it probably would have been okay. You know, like, you probably don't get yelled at as much when you have a lady there. But
well, speaking of the Bears, last night, Carrie and myself, we went to see a local cover band. And she got in a fight with some ladies in the bathroom.
Is that true?
About a certain Chicago Bear, did you not?
Yeah.
Tell us a story, please.
Well, they said that Brian Urlacher was hot and that he looks good in his tight pants.
And you said...
And I said, hot. He is ugly.
Not hot.
Yeah. No, I just said he's ugly and they didn't like that. And
then you curb stomped them.
Prior girls and they wanted to kick my ass probably. But
and you got out of there right quick.
They were scarier in the light of the bathroom than on the dance floor.
Yeah, Carrie was critiquing all the ladies, and they're like, boy, you get those girls in normal light, and it is disgusting.
Wow. Well, great. They know their lighting, then.
They really do.
They know how to work it.
Turn it down. That's what I say.
That was Prior Lake. They weren't bad for Prior Lake, I guess.
They were Prior Lake 6, but a Richfield 3, and a LA minus 1.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. So back to your game. The Bears lost. Did you guys a solid?
The Redskins lost less, I think, is what happened in that game.
Were you disgusted watching it?
No, the Redskins won. I mean, that's all I really cared about.
And then the next week, the Redskins played whom?
The Detroit Lions.
And they lost, right?
No, they played the Green Bay Packers the next week.
No. That was 2 weeks prior.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't think
Chicago,
so.
Chicago was 2 weeks ago.
All right, if you say so.
They played Detroit last week and they lost. They beat the Packers. That was when we were in Fargo. They played the Packers.
Right on.
We're doomed.
I was testing you. I was testing you.
We're
you
doomed.
Right.
We're
job.
Doomed to follow bad teams.
What are you talking about? Redskins are 4-4.
Okay,
at least they're not the Vikings.
Wow. There we have it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get off of this because I'm sure our significant others are absolutely sick and tired of us talking about football.
Nah, Mandy was getting
That's
into
all right.
it.
No,
I'm tired of it.
She is tired of it.
Yep.
Just like our fans. So we've got a big show planned, everybody. We didn't ask them in, just the ladies in, just to sit here. We've got a whole concoction, a game, if you will, that involves your scope hosts and the ladies just sitting to the left of us. So that ought to be very, very exciting. I'd like to call it the newlywed game, but it doesn't...
Only one of you is married. And
we're not new. We're not newly married.
You guys are old
so.
Hat.
I'm just calling it like
old hat.
You got a name for this, Adam? The significant others game. I don't know.
The last day we see each other.
That's it. This is going to really. Whoa. Anyway, we've got a game plan.
If there was ever a moment fit for crickets, it was
yes.
that.
we'll also be taking a critical gaze towards the new AMC show, The Walking Dead. It's all about zombies and world apocalyptic type events. Should be very exciting. And we'll be doing news and coming soon, which we do every show. So it's very, very exciting. This episode 99 is loaded to the gills. As Jared mentioned, Estrogen City. Not just because the lady's here, but Adam is here as well, so that ties right into it, bumps it up. I want everyone to stick around. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back right after this.
Let's listen in as friends and family of the Scope talk about how the creators of the show, each in their own special way, impacted and inspired their lives.
Hello, I'm Sarah. I've known Jared and Shane for a long time, nearly 15 years. We've all changed, but we remain close. But then there's Adam. Adam, who the hell is this guy? I've only met him a few times, but I have to be honest, I don't trust him. There's something about him that I just can't figure out. His shiftiness, the way his eyes dart around a room, the way he looks like the cops are going to bust in at any minute. And let's be honest, his body scent certainly doesn't help. So, this warning goes out to you, Adam. I'm watching you. And when I figure you out, you are going down. Hard. You're listening to The Scope.
Thanks for sharing. If you'd like to tell the world how The Scope has changed your life for the better, send your audio comments to comments@thescopeshow.com. Now, back to The Scope.
Welcome Everybody, welcome back to episode 99 of The Scope. We're sitting here with our three favorite ladies in the entire world, Carrie, Angie, and Mandy, and we're getting ready to play The Scope's version of the Newlywed Game, the Sig Others game. Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game will not be here, so I will be standing in as host.
What a rip.
I know, terrible. And just to let you know, no bias, anything like that. I'm going to play it straight. It's going to be very, very exciting. So the rules of our game are simple. I've got five questions for the men and five questions for the ladies. We'll start with the ladies. I will read the questions. They will answer those questions, write them down on a piece of paper, which does you no good in a podcast because you cannot see anything that's happening. Then the men, that would be Jared, myself, and Adam, we will answer those questions and hope that we match their answers. After all 10 questions are done, the couple with the highest score wins. So are we ready, ladies?
Ready. Yes.
We've got five solid questions plucked from the internet, Jared, because I'm far too lazy to think of this stuff myself. And the music just runs the entire time. I think he's turning it up on me right now. Oh, there we go.
I wanted a proper finish.
Okay, so the Scope Newlywed Game. I think we're going to go with that just because it's ironic.
Why don't we call it the Scopelywed Game?
The what?
The Scopelywed.
The Scopelywed Game. We'll do that. Ladies, question one. It happens to be a multiple choice answer, so listen carefully.
Wait. I see a flaw already, because now we can steer our answers to what they write. Oh, wait, no, we can't. Never mind.
No.
Never mind. All right, go ahead.
I thought this through.
All right.
Ladies.
Cut that out.
If your significant other were lost while driving in a foreign city, would he most likely, A, pretend not to be lost, B, stop and ask for directions, C, stop and buy a map, or D, find a way to blame you?
E, look for a taco stand.
You're always on taco stands. What if you're in Sweden? You're not going to find one.
Did you?
I would look for a Swedish meatball stand.
Did you too?
Obviously, I fit in.
Do like codes on like rub your nose.
Yep, we've got that all down. You know, calling the signs. Yeah, just let me know, ladies, when you've got your answers down. If you need me to repeat the question, I certainly could do that.
Can you read the answers here one more time?
Sure. The answers would be: pretend not to be lost, stop and ask for directions, stop and buy a map, or find a way to blame you.
I think we know what Adam's answer is.
Well, we all ready, ladies?
Yeah.
You got answers down? I'm going to start in the middle with Angie. She, you know, most likely because she has the most car experience recently.
Yes.
Angie, if Jared was lost, what would he most likely do?
Wait, I have to answer
first. I'm sorry, Jared.
See?
Oh my God.
Here.
Jared. I would have. Read the letter that you just wrote down.
Jared, what do you say? What do you say Angie would say about you? Pretend not to be lost, stop and ask for directions, stop and buy a map, or find a way to blame you or her.
I'm going to say pretend not to be lost.
Pretend not to be
lost.
That
is the standard man answer, and that is, I drop right into that zone.
Okay, Angie, you heard Jared. Could you show us your answer?
Well, if I could, I would pick E. He would use his smartphone to navigate.
Never lost with my Android turn-by-turn directions, Shane.
These questions are from 1970. Let's get that in here.
In the absence of that, I said A.
A.
Pretend not to be lost.
I think that's a correct answer. We're going to go over to Adam, who is always right about everything. So everyone knows Adam would never be lost. But if you were, what do you think Mandy said you would most likely do?
Can you read them again?
Oh, this show is going to take 3 hours. Pretend not to be lost. Stop and ask for directions. Stop and buy a map. Or find a way to blame you.
I feel like it would be like B and then A. Or no, A then B.
We're not doing a series of answers.
Well, I'll go with A.
Go A. He says pretend not to be lost. Mandy?
I said find a way to blame me. He would be kidding, but he would for sure do that.
We're being honest on this. Yeah. I didn't realize. Okay.
Wow. Well, it comes down to me, guys. I'm looking at my wife, and I know how she feels sometimes. I'm going to say D just because I think that she might say that, but I really feel like I probably would stop and ask for directions. I don't have a problem with that stuff. Carrie, what do you got?
I said C.
C. Stop and buy a map.
Because you will not ask. You will have me ask, or I will yell at you and say, just pull over and I'll do it.
How dare you?
Because that's
Get
true.
Out of here.
You know that's true, just like you won't ask how much longer at a restaurant.
What is that? Like waiting?
Like when you're waiting and they say 10 minutes and it's been a half hour.
I'm scared they might judge me.
Yeah, he is. So I have to do it.
Well, they will spit in your food if you ask them that.
Well, we know who the old married couple is.
We should be getting these all right. Ladies, what percentage of the housework would you say your man does? Say he does, rather. So if you'd ask your man how much housework he does, what would he say, percentage-wise? And just a,
is there a margin of error on this?
No, there is no, but I will get... There is okay. No margin of error, but I will say this. Try to do it in
10%?
In 10%, because if you say 93.2, you're probably not going to match.
And we're nerds, so we would do that.
So do it in you know, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, et cetera. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone ready? I'm going to start with me. I totally screwed the pooch on that last one, but I'm going to give this a shot and say 30% that I do 30% of the housework. Carrie, 20%.
That's good though.
Oh my goodness!
This should have been multiple choices.
We are struggling.
I was going through lists in my head trying to tabulate it.
I like lists. Angie, we're looking at you. How much housework would Jared?
You're asking me.
I'm sorry, Jared. I'm looking at you. I get so entranced by these ladies. I just can't stop looking at them, Jared. What do you say? What's your answer, Jared?
80%.
Let's see that card, Angie.
See, I figure he does about 90%, but I thought he would be modest and say 70%.
Oh, you're not modest, Jared. Struggling.
I feel good about us.
Adam, very confident right now. By the way, nobody has any points except Jared and Angie, so this is your chance to tie the game up.
I'm ready to tie it up.
Come on.
50%.
50%. They split it equally. Let's see.
50%.
Yeah. Very good.
Nice. I don't believe that, by the way.
It is a perfect equal relationship. Look at that.
It's definitely like 49-51.
Carrie, go
ahead.
It'll
be nice because Shane does outside work. I don't do...
I wasn't counting that, too, so...
I'm just saying that I'm not doing all the work. What about when you're sitting around?
You factor in the cooking, childcare, any of that stuff? Is that...
I'd say that's pretty even.
Moving on.
Wow, Jared, why are you trying to ruin our marriage? Question three, ladies. Another multiple choice. When it comes to upper body, would you say your guy is more buffed, puffed, stuffed, or doesn't have enough?
What is stuffed mean?
I don't have a definition of that. It's like you're going out stuffed? To be Santa Claus.
I don't even
buffed,
know what they mean.
Puffed, stuffed, or doesn't have enough? Jared, they're newlywed questions. What do you want?
This is a dumb question is what it is.
Wow. Well, why don't you work on the questions next time?
I'll just do all the pre and post production.
I don't like this question either.
Stop fighting.
We're not even married, Jared.
I know.
We're not even married. Let's start with Adam. Adam, what do you say she says about you? Buffed, puffed, stuffed, or not enough? It's funny because it rhymes.
He's chuffed.
Take us through your thought process.
Stuffed.
What is stuffed even mean?
I don't know. That's why it's the best answer.
I said stuffed because I thought it was fun.
Very nice. I think maybe this means you eat a lot. Like, but you're always full.
Wouldn't puffed mean that? Maybe. That just means you have too much salt intake.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I know what I'm picking then.
Carrie, let's go to you and me.
Okay.
I know I'm a skinny twerp. I know that you're not interested in super muscle men because you wouldn't be with me. But I'm still going to say doesn't have enough.
D.
Doesn't have enough. Wow. On the board.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
And finally, Jared, we're going over to you. Buffed, puffed, stuffed, or doesn't have enough? I love that.
It's not puffed or not buffed, and it's probably not doesn't have enough. I'm just not sure what stuffed means. I'm going to go with puffed.
He's going with puffed. Angie, can you confirm puffed? We can puff. Wow, well, quite a game here.
I think we nailed that one across the board. Didn't
after
we?
Three questions, we've got a two-way tie. Adam and Mandy with two, Jared and Angie with two, and Shane and Carrie just biding their time with one.
But anyone game, blah, blah. It's anyone's game, Shane.
Question number three, ladies.
I have words.
What one item of clothing does your significant other wear that you just can't stand?
Huh?
Uh-oh, Carrie, my wife, ripping the cap off the pen to write down her answer.
I don't know.
They're thinking hard. You can hear them. Shh, you can hear them writing.
That's awesome. Good theater of the mind there, guys.
Yeah, who's doing that? Or is that a sound effect? Oh, nice.
A lot of writing going on. Apparently, Jared has a lot in his wardrobe that Angie does not like. Angie,
no, she had to think about it.
She's a fashionista, so she's definitely got opinions on things. Angie, we'll start with you and Jared. Jared.
Oh, Jesus. What? I need more time.
What?
I have no idea.
You have a lot of clothes. You never go without clothes, so there's a lot to pick from. What one item of clothing does she feel she just can't stand?
I have no idea. A pair of jeans that are too short.
Jared says old high water jeans.
I have no idea. I'm going to be surprised by this answer.
Okay, let's see what Angie has to say. Angie.
Oh, I like this
I said
answer.
The threadbare Halloween boxers.
Oh! I almost said that too.
Threadbare. So do you wear these Halloween boxers all the time?
No. These are like, it's clearly laundry time boxers.
He didn't even wear them on Halloween this year.
No, because they're threadbare. Why would I?
You can see through it all the business.
What about your Target pajamas?
I don't wear those.
Do you
either.
Still have them?
I have them. They're somewhere. Yeah.
Target PJs.
They're kind of cute.
I have Target PJs too, so I don't hate those.
Adam, I'm looking at you next.
Damn it. I should have gone with my gut.
You've got a lot of ugly clothes. I mean, you come in here all the time and you're wearing them. You've got pictures of Batman or somebody riding cats and buffaloes with mountainscapes on their backs or whatever. Yep. What of these terrible items does Mandy hate the most?
There's so many. I want to say
you can
time,
just look down really.
I know. The whole time I didn't look at Mandy because I didn't want to know what she was writing. I didn't want it to skew this. I have problems with changing. And I will wear underwear until they're falling apart. And I want to say that, but I feel like
nothing sexier.
I feel like
you'll just wear one pair straight, or you'll rotate around.
No, okay. But like I will wear a pair.
All right.
for 2 years, or I don't know, however long it takes. But
how long it takes to get it seasoned.
I kind of
like a nice cast iron skillet.
I was like, maybe she's just gonna be too nice, but I'm gonna go with that.
Holy underwear.
Holy underwear.
Yeah, he can't let them go. And I think his weird clothes.
Holy underwear is my answer for every question from now on.
Have you ever thought about maybe taking it upon yourself and going up to Kohl's after, you know, get a 2-for-1 sale and get them a bunch of Hanes or something?
I think about it a lot.
When they are done, they are done, and I will get new underwear.
But in the meantime.
When they are done, they are done.
Is there some sort of ceremony for disposal when they're done? I mean,
when
it seems like they've been with you a while.
When they're on their way to done, he's like, hey, they're getting close. Look at these.
And you're like, no,
he gets
they're
really
over.
Proud of them.
Wow. Well, that is something else. I'm learning a lot about Adam and his underwear type addiction. I think it really is an addiction.
I really think it's time to let the Color Me Bad boxers go.
I know. Color Me Bad wants to sex you up. Carrie, it comes down to you and me. And the only thing in my fantastic outfit, my closet full of greatness, isn't even in my closet. I would say it's my old sleep shirts. The shirts that I sleep in.
Be more specific.
Wow. I'm not sure if that's allowed.
I'm going to say my yellow sleep shirt.
Yellow
shirts! Which, by the way, gone. It's gone.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Gone. Thank God.
Wow. Let's recap after 4 questions.
Falling behind.
Adam, Mandy, 3. Jared, Angie, Shane, and Carrie. I would be Shane. We have 2. We're tied at 2.
Yes, we are.
This is the.
Because I don't go with my gut.
This is the last question for the ladies. I'm not going to say this is going to determine anything, but it ought to be very exciting. Ladies. Fill in the blank on this one. I don't know why, but my man acts really weird whenever I try to touch his blank.
Oh, now we don't need that.
Really
fill
bad.
In the blank. I've already got a thought in my brain, Adam. What about you? Is there a few things out there?
Like a ton. I know. Well, okay, I'll hold the joke in case this is going to be the real one for you and Carrie.
Jared? Anything in your mind about the ladies?
I have an answer, but I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be it. This is another trouble spot, I think.
It's a trouble spot.
There isn't
this is a trouble
I don't
spot.
Think there's a go-to one. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's see. Ladies, just let me know when you're done.
What's the question? Like, I know what the general thing. What's the actual specific wording again?
I don't know why, but my man acts really weird whenever I try to touch his blank. Or touch blank. Doesn't necessarily have to be his.
Oh, what?
Oh, well, that makes it totally. Well,
no,
that
completely we'll say it. His. We'll
oh,
say his.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
That's how I interpreted it when I wrote this question.
From Spanish.
Yes, Espanol.
Gotcha.
Ladies.
Because clearly the answer is the remote control.
It is.
Yes.
Carrie, let's. let's.
You got. I haven't even thought of anything.
Well, we got a show here, honey. Let's.
We'll start with someone else.
We got to have them all down. We got to have answers locked in. Got to have answers.
Got to press
locked.
That button.
Okay.
Writing something down.
That's
oh no. This is going to be terrible.
Okay,
so let me read the question for the eighth time. I don't know why, but my man acts really weird whenever I try to touch his blank. Carrie and I will start this off. The thing that I was thinking of some of my weird, you know, habits that I'm into and crap like that that drive you crazy. I'm going to say my Star Wars toys. That's what I'm going to say.
My joke guess was going to be your...
Okay, I'm not... Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, no.
No, you. What's your answer, honey?
I interpreted the question wrong.
Well, that's okay.
I thought it was a body part.
It comes from a body part. It's yeah. That's fair.
Okay.
Well, okay, what is the body parts?
Okay, I have to explain it.
Legs. Okay, legs. Yeah, that's a good... actually a better answer than mine.
I like to use my toes to pinch his calves, and he hates
like
it.
A lobster. She gets he pinches me like a lobster.
And I do it just to bug him.
So and you know what? You can say what you want about nature versus nurture, but my kid does the same thing. Yeah. She has to hit me with her toes, and that drives me insane. Way to think, Carrie. Well. Way to think.
I was going to jokingly say your Milhouse doll.
My Milhouse. See, there you go. See,
which Adam, is code right. for your penis, right?
Exactly. That's everything is code for that. Adam, let's go to you.
This is a hard one.
This is very hard
very
one.
Tough.
Like, if it were the other way around, I would say wrist. Mandy's wrist. She does not like people touching her wrist.
Really? Well, we'll get into that in the third block of the show.
I thought a funny answer would be my cats.
Cause why would that be funny?
It's not funny.
Correct.
So...
We got to go to commercial, Adam.
Come on. We'll be right back.
I don't know. I'm going to say... I have no idea. I'm going to say my wrist. I don't know why.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Mandy, enlighten us.
I said your beard.
Okay. He does not like his beard touched, huh?
He likes his beard a certain way. Don't mess with
it. Oh, no. Yeah, when you try to like... You know, whatever.
I don't know.
That's wrong.
Go like this. Pat it.
You like to pat it? Jared,
yes.
This is your chance to tie for the lead right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I realize the opportunity is there.
Angie's sitting there very slyly right now. Mm-hmm. Like she's trying to feed the answer into your head. Is it possible?
I don't know that there really is a lot that I don't like her. And like everyone else, I interpreted this as to be a part of my body.
Okay.
So I want to say the bottoms of my feet.
The bottoms of his feet. Ticklish?
They can be ticklish, yes.
We're going to find that out later in the third block of the show as well. Angie, he says the bottom of his feet. The soles of his feet, if you will. What say you?
I said car door.
What does that mean?
He thinks I slam his car door too, too strongly.
It's overcompensation because hers is a little bit more resistant.
So it's like she's some sort of superhero with her car, and then it's like she's on a completely different planet.
It sounds angry every time.
Wow.
I know what that's
not
like.
On the same page there. Mm.
Well, that's okay. That was a tough question. That'd be a stumper in the Newlywed Game Show. Let's recap the scores. Adam and Mandy have 3 after our first segment.
Good.
Jared and Angie have 2, and Shane, that's me, and Carrie have 2 as well. So let's swap pens, ladies. Throw me over those pens. Can you pass it over to Jared?
Thank you.
I come equipped.
Does anyone want to keep the pen?
Okay, everybody. We've got 5 more questions. Jared, Adam, and myself will be answering them, and the ladies will try to guess. Question number 1. Jared, Adam, Shane.
Yes.
If you make a romantic dinner for your lady, what would she most like on the menu? Steak and potatoes? Shrimp and pasta? Chicken and salad? Or spaghetti? And meatballs. Writing.
I'm locked in, Shane.
I feel like they can kind of see our answers, so I'm doing my best to
make
this legitimate.
I'm a shut-in over here, so nobody can see me.
We need our own Robin booths, separate.
I know. Okay, my answer's locked in, Jared's locked in, and Adam is locked in.
I was thinking that going forward, we should probably just do a single letter. Because some of these may be like much longer words than the others.
Okay. So let's look at the ladies right now, and I'm going to start with Mandy. She's got her vest on, she's warm, and she has an answer to this question.
I do.
If you make a romantic dinner for your lady, what would she most likely like on the menu? What would you like on the menu?
I like all those food items, so mm-hmm. It's really hard, but I went with steak and potatoes because that's what I would want.
What have we been having lately?
It doesn't mean it's romantic.
No, they're fighting. Let's see. We've got
chicken and salad. Romantic was the key.
I didn't hear romantic.
Steak is so romantic.
Yeah, what?
It is. Carrie, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say shrimp and pasta.
Every one of our meals is romantic to me, man.
I said I was, and I thought about this. I was thought it was either steak and potatoes or shrimp and pasta. I said steak and potatoes just because a nice steak dinner, but yeah, whatever.
But you usually overcook steak.
I usually overcook it. I didn't say I was going to make it.
We have never made steak and potatoes, Mandy.
Just listen to Shane's reasoning, and that's where I was.
Okay.
Hey, Mandy. Angie, this is your chance to tie it up. What meal would you consider to be a romantic type meal if Jared were to make that?
Well, I would most like shrimp and pasta. Jared's never made shrimp in the entire time we've been together, so I'm going to say steak and potatoes.
Jared, what do we have?
Steak and potatoes, Shane!
Very, very good. Very, very exciting.
That is a that and a that.
Jared.
In fact, it has already been made as a romantic.
We got a tie. We got a tie game going on. I'm hoping I can tie it up in this next next question. If your significant other could change jobs, what would be her dream job?
Ooh. Dream job. Dream girl. You're the one for me. All right.
I got an answer. I'm locked in.
I'm not. Boy, I have no idea if this is going to be right. But we're going to go with it.
Thanks for all the banter, by the way, ladies,
yeah.
While we're writing.
I'm thinking.
They're thinking. It's a very hard question, Adam.
This is serious business. Mm.
This is a shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark. And
we're talking pie in the sky dream job here, Shane.
That's right. So I'm going to go right to Angie. She was last round. She's first this round. What would be your dream job?
Do we have to be realistic?
It's a dream job. You can answer. That's the magic of this game. You can answer any way you want.
Well, my joke is always that I want to be a Powerball winner, but I don't know.
That's not a job.
Okay. Then
no coaching.
I think I would want to be a celebrity stylist.
Celebrity stylist, Jared. I'm sure that's exactly what you had written down. Let's see.
I was in the right arena, but not exactly right. I said fashion magazine editor.
Oh, very, very nice. I like it. Let's go.
It was going to be something fashionable.
Let's go over to Mandy. So, dream job for you.
This is a hard one. And I remember early on when we were dating, I told you that I would want to refinish furniture. So that is what I'm going to go with.
A furnace, furniture, refinisher. I got a hunch. That's not going to get that one. I got a hunch. Yeah.
Well, first I went with ballerina. And then I went superhero and crossed that out too. And then I said professor.
A professor. Yeah. Carrie, that leaves you and me. This is our chance to tie this bitch up.
This is not going
to
happen.
Tie this thing up. Let's tie it up.
Okay.
Dream job.
My dream job would be no job. Sorry. It's the truth.
That's not really a job, though.
I don't have a dream job. There's nothing that stands out.
Well, I selected biologist because you like biology.
That's not really a dream job. I could go to school and do that, I guess. I just interpreted wrong.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's all right. Well, we still got a log jam here at 3-3-2. Next question, boys.
Oh, man.
What tool is your gal most handy with? A hammer, a screwdriver, a tape measure, or a drill?
And just do the letter.
Yep.
Oh.
It's okay.
I don't know what the letters are. You didn't read them off.
Oh.
So. I got my answer. Don't worry. That's okay. We're good to go.
Locked in, Shane. Locked in.
I'm locked in as well. Adam, writing stuff down. He's got stuff going on. Carrie, we'll start with you since we went last.
Yeah, let's get this over
with. Let's read this.
That's what she said.
Indeed, she does. What tool is your gal most handy with? You've got choices from a hammer, a screwdriver, a tape measure, or a drill.
I would say a tape measure.
And my answer would be... tape measure for the tie.
It's temporary, Shane.
It is temporary. Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Angie. I'm pointing at her with my finger. She's got Ugg boots on. Feet are warm. Answer's fresh in her mind. What do you say, Angie?
Because I do a lot of sewing, I would say tape measure.
I went with the only tool I've ever seen her use on the list. Tape measure.
Oh, boy. Screaming into the lead with four. Can you continue the tie, Adam? Can you continue the tie?
Don't I have to answer first?
I know. I'm looking at him, though, because I like to intimidate him.
Okay. I'm glad
Mandy?
Okay.
Get on the same page with him. Can you get a correct answer?
Okay. So my gut is hammer. I'm worried he's going to say tape measure. And if he does, I'm going to be so frustrated because I measure everything by my arm length. And he knows this.
You have exact specifications for your arm.
So So I'm going to go with Hammer.
She's going with Hammer, and he's angry. And we, what did you say?
I said tape measure.
My arm is my tape measure.
You used a ruler last week.
It's like a kid's like cavemen measuring Adam, with your arms, you know? It's like Adam, back in the 1700s.
Adam, her arm is certified by the State Board of Weights and Measures.
It's checked yearly.
Also, you hurt yourself when you use any of the other three.
Hammers.
Hammers.
I think Adam's going to get hammered.
I got a feeling this is going to be a question that's going to frustrate my wife, but we're going to do...
Very different from the other ones so far.
What's the score?
We'll do a recap right now. Jared and Angie in the lead with 4.
Holla.
The other two couples tied with 3. So it's anybody's game. Next question. If your lady was a cartoon character...
Oh, jeez.
No. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. She's a cartoon character. What would she be? Bam! That's tough.
I mean, this is a... Is there any chance?
I don't think there's any chance, but I'm going to try.
No idea. Because she doesn't like cartoons.
I don't like them either.
I'm locked in.
I got an
with
idea.
The incorrect answer. Adam's locking in with his incorrect answer. Jared?
Yeah, I got an answer. We don't know if it's correct.
Don't say Baba Louie. That's what I'm going to say.
Baba Louie.
Don't say Baba Louie. Okay, we've got our answers locked in. Mandy, we'll start with you.
I cannot think of a single cartoon character. My
you
brain
just were a nanny.
Is drawing you were just a, nanny. A total blank. Okay, Dora the Explorer.
Booyah! Dora the Explorer! Come on!
Oh my god.
That is ridiculous.
I do that show very well. I can do good impersonations. So
that slutty one, that slutty future version of Dora, that's what Mandy dresses up as.
Nice.
And she doesn't know any Spanish, so it's hilarious.
Carrie, let's get this one out of the way.
Oh, Lord. Audrey watches cartoons. Mm-hmm. Candace from Phineas and Ferb.
Candace, I wouldn't remember that one. I actually said Jessica Rabbit because look
oh,
at you.
Lord.
Look at
wow.
you. My perfect lady.
Yeah.
Perfect lady. Jared.
This is tough. Like, as I said, Angie is not really a fan of cartoons, so I had to...
I wouldn't say anything. I would let her answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. You're right. You're right!
Angie?
It's already broken.
Can you tie it up?
I would say Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
That's obviously didn't get it right.
Very, very angry.
I went to the youth vote, and I said Gem.
Gem? Oh, I
don't even know what Sailor Moon is.
She's always late for school.
That's
I know
right.
that much.
I totally missed the whole
She's
anime.
She's kind of an airhead.
I totally missed the whole anime angle. There are probably about a couple dozen there that could have been picked from.
Mm-hmm.
None of which I know, other than Sailor Moon.
So we've still got a two-way tie here. 4-4-3. The fours being Adam, Mandy, and Jared and Angie. So this is our last question. So this could decide it all.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. If your lady could choose one thing of yours to get rid of, what would she choose?
Oh, jeez.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be one thing. I mean, if it's a category or a group, you could count that. So let's say if, for instance, you said CDs, it wouldn't have to be, you know, Jared's a Color Me Bad CD. It could be all of his CDs.
That is 2 Color Me Bad references for the show, and we have reached our limit. I'm just putting that out there. No more Color Me Bad references for the rest of the show. What is our secret conference here? Great radio, fellas. Ladies, how do you think the game's going so far?
Well, you can see my score. So
I can't,
bad.
Actually. I can imagine it, though. And imagine it looks like it's smaller than mine.
It is.
All right. So are we locked in, Adam?
Yeah.
Are we locked in, Jared?
I am locked in. Whether or not to gain to me victory, I don't know.
Okay. Let's start. Who should we start with?
Start with Mandy. She looks really nervous.
Mandy, well, starting with you, if you could get rid of something of Adam's, what would it be?
So I was thinking his holy underwear, first of all. But the thing that bugs me more is his long toenails.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
What did you write down? I can't see it. World of Warcraft. Get rid of it. So right now, Adam and Mandy finish up with 4. Tie still in place.
Yep.
Dang.
You know what? We're going to go to Carrie and myself to make it more dramatic.
Okay.
Carrie, you and me, one thing of mine or something of mine that you would get rid of.
Oh, Star Wars toys.
Ooh, so close. I said comic books.
There's so many things.
Comic books.
I don't see them. They're in the closet.
Comic books. It's like you're married to a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And guess what, Jared?
Yep.
Let me break this down for you and Angie.
Don't choke.
You get this right. You win. You get it wrong. you break up, or we have, or we have to do a tiebreaker question between you.
Oh, that's a, one that's or the a other. Hard choice.
One or the other.
So what's one thing of Jared's you would get rid of? One thing. I really hope you get it wrong, because I want the tiebreaker question.
This is tough. I would say the boxes of action figures.
Boxes of action figures! Jared.
Shane, there is no need for a tiebreaker question.
Jared!
I wrote boxes of action figures!
I think you talked about that ahead of time.
And the reason is because she needs more storage for her shoes and costumes.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Wow.
Can we do the bonus question?
Yeah, let's do the bonus question just for fun. This is for the men. Within five, how many pairs of shoes will your wife says she has?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, I don't have a wife, Shane, so I can't.
Or lady.
Oh, my lady friend. How many? Oh, my goodness. Because I know that there are shoes in other locations than here.
Yeah, how do we count that? Okay, just whatever.
It's whatever she's going to say.
Okay. In
whatever she going to say.
Five.
And I know that both Angie and Carrie have a lot of shoes. I don't know about Mandy's closet because I've yet to be invited over to your place. But I will break in soon.
Anytime.
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 What about non-paired shoes? She has a lot of just mismatch.
Well, that sounds strange. But
yeah, she's strange.
You calculate it any way you want.
You have to match her answer. You don't have to actually get it right.
Yeah. She may say one.
In which case, you'd lose.
Yeah, but you cannot bid $1. There's no going over on this one. We'll start with the with myself and Carrie.
Do boots count?
I have to answer.
I know.
Still getting used to this game.
Getting used to it. Carrie?
It's not hit the post. I mean, we don't know how it works.
Yeah. Okay, so how many pairs of shoes do you think that I would say?
Oh, I'm just going to give the actual number.
Yeah.
56.
56. Get within five. I said 75.
Oh, I just got rid of like 12 pair.
There we go. We would have hit it.
Yeah.
Let's go to the lady right next to you, Angie.
I would say he would say I have 75 pairs.
And how many pairs do you really have?
Yeah!
75, Shane. 75, Shane!
How many pairs?
75!
How many pairs do you really have, though?
I don't know. I haven't counted.
Would you say over 75?
No, over 50 for sure.
Yeah. Over 50.
75, Shane.
We get it.
Definitive winner.
Get rid of those action figures so you can fit more of them. That's what I say.
Thank you, Shane.
That's right.
Mandy, wrap this thing up.
I'm gonna go with 20.
20.
I said 13.
13. So
almost within five. How many do I think I really have?
Lucky 13 shoes.
But I was thinking about what you'd say, so I tried to go from that angle.
I don't know.
Did you say how many pairs you really have?
20.
Probably right around 20. Nice. I keep it to the favorites.
We don't have a house.
Right.
That's why.
Coming up, I'm sure, in your lives. So guess what, everybody?
No, did you see the score on this game?
Jared finally winning a game in the scope after 5 years.
A game that it doesn't involve hitting the post.
Thank wow.
You. Thank you.
Congratulations.
It took girl power to do it.
Congratulations to Jared and Angie. I want to thank Mandy and Adam playing along, and of course my beautiful wife. Way to go, honey. We're tight. That's all I'm going to say. We're tight. That's been the Scopey Wed game, or whatever we're calling it, Jared.
Sure.
Sure. We'll be back with more right after these words.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
And once again, mining my South by Southwest 2010 playlist, this is a band called Laurel Collective. The song is called Facts of Death. It's got some cool keyboard sounds. I kind of enjoy it, so I hope you enjoy it too, right here on The Scope.
The man in the banks with the golden tanks are crushing me. Streets with confusion feet, they just kick my every breath. Some pressure builds on the frontal lobes and building up till your head implodes. But now I have fax machine on death. You get the fax, you only got one.
So where could you see a caterpillar?
Back fresh off of Jared's super victory.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
It feels like Tuesday all over again.
It really does. Let's celebrate his win with the news. Pressure's on, Adam. You gotta perform incredibly.
I've known this for a long
girlfriend.
Time. She sees me fail all the time. So
really?
Okay.
So maybe you can surprise her with some terrific news reading.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Just like that. You agree to it, and now we wait for results.
Here we go.
So for the month of October, Dave Letterman finally beat Jay Leno in all demographics that matter. And then it also turns out that The Daily Show beat both of them, kind of.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, right?
Oh, calm down.
Weird. I'm surprised.
So Jon Stewart's series just became the first late-night talk show in at least a decade to rank number one in the adult demographic, so 18 to 49-year-olds, for a full month average, other than The Late Show or The Tonight Show. The Daily Show averaged a 1.0 adult demo for the month compared to Leno and Letterman getting a 0.9.
Those are terrible ratings across the board, though, isn't that?
Not for a late night show, but they're low. I mean, a 1.0 for cable is actually decent in general, and then cable costs nothing to.
What do you think Leno and Letterman are doing wrong, Adam? You've got all the answers. They're old and not funny.
Being old and not funny.
Simple as that.
There we go.
There you go.
Ladies, Stewart, Letterman, Leno, who's the best?
Stewart. Except headlines.
Mandy and I love watching Leno do headlines.
Oh my God! Turn off their
ironically.
Mics. Turn off their mic.
Do you love it ironically?
Yeah,
we got some headlines.
Mostly ironically.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Dude, you get a look at this.
So I said kind of because NBC and CBS are saying this isn't real because Comedy Central didn't include repeats in their measurement because you know they play The Daily Show like 8 times a day.
Sure.
And so if you average them all together, it drags it down. So it's like, I guess.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. I agree.
CBS.
And then CBS says since Comedy Central, The Daily Show is not on Fridays, it also messes things up. So it's like, well, I don't know how you do that. And I'm sure it's like October, the run up to elections. Like that's why people are watching The Daily
Show.
Yeah,
it'll trail off. Yeah.
Speaking of the late night wars, Conan has said that Leno will not be invited to be a guest on his show.
What a surprise there.
Yeah. Seth Rogen, Tom Hanks, and Harrison Ford are just a few of the stars who will appear on the first 2 weeks of O'Brien's new late night talk show. But Leno will not be invited. O'Brien said he can come as a musical guest because I want to see that.
Carrie, will we watch Conan O'Brien's show?
What time is it on?
Is it 10 o'clock, I think? Central time?
Yeah,
same time as...
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I think... let's do predictions on Conan's ratings. I think his show is going to do very poorly, if you want to know the truth.
I mean, poorly compared to what?
to any of the other late night shows.
It'll do great for TBS.
Yeah,
but we'll have
that's all
see.
That matters, really.
That's all right, that matters. Any of you familiar with the story of the West Memphis Three?
Oh yes. I'm a big supporter of theirs.
So, if you're not familiar with it, this was a story from, forgetting what year now. I have it in my notes.
Late 80s?
95?
90, yeah, mid-90s.
94. So the three high school kids who are into heavy metal were convicted of killing three Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts. And it was like really gross. Like they were tied up and raped and all
so this it's
stuff.
Definitely not another piano-based rock band. Okay.
No. So there's been all this concerted effort over the last, 15 years to get them or retrial, because of all this shady evidence. There's been two documentaries about it. There's been all these big Hollywood things for it. Anyway, Arkansas Supreme Court on Thursday ordered a judge to consider whether newly analyzed DNA evidence might exonerate three men convicted in the 1993. Murders of the Cub Scouts. So they're in all likelihood getting at least a retrial. They may just throw out the case in general.
Throw
it
out.
This is a travesty of a story.
It is.
I mean, for these
it's
people,
ridiculous.
Yes. I mean, they convicted under really dicey circumstances, and it has seemed to be over the years that the Arkansas whoever the powers that be don't want to
admit
any wrongdoing. So they just push forward and say we did our job. Even though the evidence initially was very suspect at best, and over
kids have long hair and like heavy metal, they called it like a satanic ritual.
That's really and wasn't one of the kids named Damien?
Yeah, he's the one on death row.
Yeah, the one on death row. I mean, it was just every bad stereotype you could think of going into this story and convicting these guys. You know, one was a slow guy that they had the police had him and they were interrogating for hours until he finally admitted that they did these murders, but nothing matched up. None of the evidence matched up, and
the two documentaries,
the what were they called, Carrie?
Paradise Lost
and Paradise Lost 2 will sicken you you watch these.
When does Paradise Lost 3D come out?
Paradise Lost 3 is already in production.
They are making a follow up.
Is it in 3D?
Little known.
I would think so.
The directors of Paradise Lost and Paradise Lost 2 directed the sequel to the Blair Witch Project. Ooh. And it was terrible.
Horrible.
That was one of their only forays.
Wasn't Marilyn Manson in that, or Rose McGowan was in it, or something?
I don't think so. There's anyone famous.
It was horrible. I don't know.
Adam, tell me your next story has puppies in it.
Please.
Keith Olbermann donated to three Democrats and was suspended indefinitely by MSNBC.
There's no puppies.
Meanwhile,
in
Fox
one.
News donates $1 million to the Republican Governors Association, and their ratings go up.
I'm torn about this one.
Why are you talking?
Because I'm not happy that he's suspended, but at the same time he broke the rule. So
supposedly not an MSNBC rule. Supposedly just an NBC News rule.
Well, it's still a rule that he's bound.
They're all
by.
Under the same umbrella.
So I don't know.
No, I mean there was a guy like they specifically said it's not a rule for MSNBC.
Fox News does not have any rules for their contributors or their on air personalities contributing to political funds and
they give lots of money and they overtly endorse candidates on the air and it's ridiculous. But
this next story does have puppies.
Okay, and they're probably chopped up and put in a blender. The rate you're going.
George W. Bush said that one of the worst moments of his presidency was when Kanye West was mean to him.
Yes. Please give me more.
Former President George W. Bush says he was once identified the worst moment of his presidency as the time Kanye West said George Bush doesn't care about black people on television. Speaking to Matt Lauer for an interview to air during
Monday's
Show, Bush was there to promote his new book, Decision Points, which revisits the tough moments of his 8 years of office. Tumultuous era.
I just see the Decider comic book coming back up again from the Daily Show.
I'm the Decider. A tumultuous era that included 9/11, two ongoing wars, onset of the biggest economic crisis since the Great Depression, Katrina, Abu Ghraib, Alberto Gonzalez, Dick Cheney, the time Dick Cheney shot that guy in the face. Yet Bush still named Kanye West, calling him out as, on TV as an all-time low in terms of how the criticism levied against his administration and the characterization as one of the most disgusting moments in my presidency.
You left out the decline of Nelly's career as one of his presidents.
Yep.
That's the top, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, and it, like the excerpt I was reading, Matt Lauer kind of like calls him on it and he's like, You sure you want to go with that? Because
you might want to reconsider. No, I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
I'm okay with that.
That's good.
It's George here. Wow, that was
nice. Sylvester Sloan suggested that Obama is a Manchurian candidate on Twitter. So that happened.
Stallone did that?
Yeah.
Great. Manchurian, if he's a Manchurian candidate, then who is controlling him?
He said some stuff, and then he follows it up with, the Manchurian candidate was a movie about a fake president who was put there by foreign enemies to destroy America. Scary concept. Rise up! Exclamation mark.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
But it wasn't about a fake president. I mean, he was an actual. He was the president.
Well, then it's okay.
I just don't understand why you said fake president. That's not really the plot of...
He was the real president.
Can't wait to see the next Rambo, I guess.
One more election news story. Minneapolis voters elected the first Somali American to hold public office in Minnesota and possibly the whole country.
How dare us?
That's cool.
How dare us?
Any stories about fashion? Anything the ladies can relate to?
Cooking tips? I was hoping.
Furniture refinishing?
I did.
Perhaps?
I did, and I decided at the last minute to exclude them.
How do you get that range squeaky clean? I like that.
What? How much do you smile during vacuuming? Or how to smile more during vacuuming?
You could have ripped maybe a Cosmo quiz up or something, you know?
Also, this week was the launch of 360-related stuff,
yes.
Kinect, and the new dashboard, which doesn't really matter. I noticed that there's no Kinect upstairs when I was investigating, and I assume there's none at the...
I'll tell you my Kinect story. So I think there's elements of that. And for those of you that don't know, Kinect is a controller for the Xbox where it's kind of like the Wii where you run around and you don't have a controller, so it tracks all your movements. So
Shane, you are the controller.
You are the controller.
Yes.
But the problem with the Kinect is that unlike the Wii, you have to have a lot of space to play it. Because you need to be at least 6 feet away from your TV, and then if you have two people playing, you need to have almost 8 feet across. And the average
plus you'll be doing backflips and karate kicks.
The average living room doesn't have that much space, so if you think about like apartments and stuff like that, it's a big issue. So I went to Best Buy. I think the day the Kinect came out, because I was buying Toy Story 3. And
have you watched it yet?
I've seen it, but
no. I mean, have you watched the DVD yet?
No.
My favorite thing was when we worked together on Tuesdays, Shane and I would go to Best Buy in Roseville and buy DVDs, and I would always ask, have you watched the ones that you bought last week yet? No, they're still wrapped up.
No,
they're still wrapped up.
Here's the thing.
You haven't even checked them for scratches and scuffs.
No, I do that.
All right.
Probably buy one DVD every 2 months now. We've cut way back. Oh, so
what happened?
We just had
Obama.
Hard times, Adam. Hard times.
I blame Obamacare for that.
I blame daycare and... all that stuff.
Yeah, we blame that.
So and the need to purchase two iPhones.
Yes. That
now too. That's just picking nits right there.
I know. So I'm making a joke.
So I go to Best Buy to get this to look at the Kinect. I just wanted to see if it was selling out, and they had a ton of them there. So my feeling is the Microsoft says they're going to sell 5 million this year. I don't even think they're close to that. But I'm there, and they have like a little sales guy there with his Kinect shirt, and he's trying to sell everybody. And he comes up to me, and goes, "Hey, looks like you're interested in that Kinect." And I said, well, I kind of am, but the problem is I don't have that kind of space in my play area. My Star Wars laden, comic book filled room. And he goes, well, if you don't have enough room for to play the games, you can use the Kinect to control the menus on the screen. So when you're playing, you can go like this and make the menus change. And I said, sir, I think $150 is a little too much for me to spend to start a video game to play. Then I could use a controller and be waving like that.
Shame, you can navigate through the Zune Marketplace.
I can navigate. So I walked away, and he's like, "Yeah, I really, really don't have a comeback to that.
So I need to work on my pitch.
Don't have a comeback. I'm gonna work a little bit harder to maybe come back to you." So I actually think that the Kinect is gonna start getting a lot of bad press because of the fact that you need so much space, and a lot of people will be buying it and can't actually play the game.
It's already claimed at least one television,
and people are. I don't even know how you break. You don't have any. You're not holding on anything.
Somehow, the guy was like doing an overhead serve in volleyball and like knocked a piece off of his ceiling lamp or something.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Jared, it's something special is what it is.
Human beings find new ways to be stupid.
Absolutely.
See, that just goes to show you it's less popular because of the Wii. I think there were like 80 of those.
Oh, immediately.
First day.
Yeah. Yes. People were willing to destroy their TVs.
So the verdict
is
for internet fame.
Yeah. Yep. Verdict is out on the Kinect. We'll see how it goes, but $150 at the end of the day.
What did the reviews say?
They were good. Largely, yeah, like better than I was expecting them to be.
But they say you have to have room to play it. If you don't have room to play it, you might as well return it.
And it's mostly Dance Central. I think that people are just kind of getting a kick out of for now.
That would be great at a Rock Band party, Jared, but, you know, you got to buy a Kinect, I guess.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, I think you do. You can use it to control the menus on the screen, Jared.
Awesome.
The future is here.
Future is here.
That's so when you have greasy fingers from eating too many potato chips and you don't want to get them on a controller.
Exactly.
You use the Kinect. This is a perfect system.
I think if I stood at the very back of my office and knocked down all the Star Wars figures, I probably could play the Kinect if I really wanted.
We can play it down here.
Shane, what I want to know...
Behind the curtain.
Look, I can stand right now. Look. All the way up, Jared.
Shane, what I want to know
all
is...
Look at me.
If you grab... If you grab a fistful of Star Wars figures and toss them into the view of the Kinect, does it create some sort of particle effect?
I think so. I think it does.
Will it recognize them and make the avatars immediately?
Suddenly it's a Star Wars party on screen.
Little Jawas running around. Of course. Of course. Well, we'll see how it goes, won't we? Yeah. Is that it for news?
That's it.
Jared, that's it for news.
Awesome. What's next?
Reviews?
Review.
Review. Singular.
Single.
So what do we got here, Adam?
The Walking Dead. Were we going to review something else?
No.
Okay.
I just like to pretend like we didn't talk about it earlier in the
show. Let's review that victory performance we had in the Scopely-Wed game.
Scopely-Wed game. Now you got the name down.
Impromptu review. I hope everyone watched The Walking Dead. Yes. And I hope that clips magically appeared in Dropbox.
Didn't you get the notification? Did it pop up in your toolbar? Anyway, continue.
What?
Oh, we missed him. No doubt about it.
I was reading my excellent prose on the page here.
Yeah, your excellent copy and paste from Wikipedia.
Ladies, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for being excited. My wife, why can't I get home and watch Top Chef Dessert Battle?
Yeah. I already watched that this week.
All right.
Are we ready? Are we ready?
So we're
episode 100. Can you believe it? We've been doing this shit for 99 episodes.
This is some weird, weird, wild stuff.
I can't wait until the next episode when we are professional. Like, we did say we're going to have a 99-episode practice run.
I'm going to flick the switch right here. Time to be professional.
Oh, I see the professional light is on. Adam.
All right.
Proceed with the review.
Walking Dead, I think.
Yes. The Walking Dead is a new television show on AMC. Anyone know what that stands for?
American Movie Classics?
No, not anymore. It's actually just AMC. It's not an acronym anymore.
Is it like the American Motor Vehicle Company or whatever? They make a Pacer, I hear?
Yeah, he
Adam, The Walking Dead.
Doesn't give himself cricket. Doesn't give himself cricket.
So The Walking Dead is a new television show, and it tells the story of the aftermath of a zombie apocalypse and follows a small group of survivors traveling across the United States. It's based on a graphic novel by Robert Kirkman. Kirkman has said the book is set in a world inspired by George Romero's zombie movies like Night of the Living Dead and Day of the Dead.
So no fast-running zombies,
no,
pretty much.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because that is the biggest travesty of them all.
We were having a discussion, Mandy and I were talking about this. Do you think that they know that, like, are there zombie movies in this universe? I'm probably getting.
I always think about
myself.
That too. Okay. That's a good question. My guess would be probably not, because they always act like they have no idea what they're looking
at. And that's what Mandy said. But if you saw a zombie, we've seen a billion zombie things. Would your immediate reaction would be like, "What'd they do in that movie?" You know, like would it be, "Oh, that's a zombie. I need to act like."
I think you'd be clued in a little more.
You think so?
I think so.
You would know how to prepare at least, and maybe how to avoid. And
well, I mean, you go to the con and you go to the how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse panel. Right. That's what I did.
Exactly. And did you learn?
Well, I don't know. They invaded halfway through.
Oh, sure.
You didn't make it.
The first episode opens with the series protagonist, Deputy Sheriff Rick Grimes, killing a little girl zombie by shooting her in the head. After backtracking to find out just what happened to Grimes before and during the initial zombie outbreak. We jump back to the present and meet who I think was the show stealer for the first episode, Morgan Jones, and his son. So Morgan helps to fill in the blanks about what Rick has missed.
Just more of them out there than usual. I never should have fired that gun today. Sound draws them, now they're all over the street. Stupid. Using a gun. It all happened so fast. I didn't think.
You shot that man today.
Man?
You weren't no man.
What the hell was that out your mouth just now?
It wasn't a man.
You shot him in the street out front. A man.
Friend, you need glasses. It was a walker.
I'm amused that he forces his son to correct his grammar, but he proceeds it with, "What the hell was that out your mouth?" just then.
Morgan's difficult racist relationship with his now zombified wife was an emotional high point for
I'm
the
show. I'm just happy he got out of Jericho.
Yeah, that's where I recognize that guy from. That's right. He was the shady government agent in Jericho.
He was on the AMC's had like a prison show last year, like a 6-episode miniseries type show, and he was a prisoner on that too. Along the way, we meet some separated survivors, including Rick's wife and son and former partner. As the episode comes to a close, Rick makes his way to downtown Atlanta, which is no longer called Hotlanta.
Very cold Lana right there.
Dead Lana.
Where he thinks the government has set up a protective zone. One would think thousands of cars on the highway leaving town would tell him to stop, but he presses on.
He goes right in.
on a horse.
Yeah.
He's thinking, this bodes well for me.
Eventually, he's overrun and seeks refuge inside a tank, which also has a zombie in it. All seems lost until the tank's radio turns on.
Hey, you. Dumbass. Yeah, you in the tank. Cozy in there?
I thought that was a really nice place to end the pilot. If you know, like, if you've read the book or books, you knew what was about to happen anyway, but that's a cool place to end it. The pilot received 5.3 million viewers, making it the most watched premiere of any episode of any AMC television series.
Much more than Leno and Letterman, by the way.
Yes. That's it. Walking Dead.
Wow, there's no more. So, Walking Dead, 5 of the 6 people in this room have watched it. I'm going to go right over to Jared right now. What did you think of the show?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I've not read the comic book or graphic novel, however you want to refer to it. So I'm not familiar with the story. I don't know if they're sticking true to it or what, but... so far, I'm enjoying the characters. It's gory, but I don't think it's over-the-top gory. It's necessarily gory, I'll say that. I just think it's a nice pace. You know, they didn't try to do too much in the pilot with too much action. They're definitely establishing a story arc for the first 6 episodes here. So I appreciate that. I like the characters. They're very empathetic. Or I'm empathetic towards them. You know, they feel like they're kind of fleshed out and you know, they're not just cardboard. You know, I'm a cop, I'm going to be the hero guy. You know, there's actually layers to it, which is nice. A couple of gripes I had with it, though. I understand the use of digital blood, you know, when they're doing gunshots and stuff like that, but I still think it looks fake. I don't know if they can't get the physics right or what. But
when they go through every effort to make the zombie people made up and real looking, you get the blood, which sort of takes you out of the moment.
They could have done a squib or whatever. Maybe it's not safe to put it on the head or whatever, but I don't know. That bothered
me. What's a squib, Jared?
It's a small charge with a blood package, and you just trigger it and it explodes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Usually they do it on the body, you know, and you have some sort of protective gear on so it wouldn't damage you. But I can imagine putting that on the back of someone's head would be probably not too safe. So I understand the compromise with the digital blood. My other quibble is I didn't think that the scene where we saw his wife and his partner off in some other camp, I didn't think that was necessary in this episode. I thought maybe they could have held that out for the next episode kind of as a reveal. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess, if you want to establish that she's around and that his motivation to find her is actually worthwhile, then, hey, good for you.
Let's throw this over to Mandy and Adam. Mandem. You guys watch this together.
Mm-hmm. Holding hands the whole time.
Tell me about your experience with The Walking Dead.
I've read the books.
And are you all caught up?
No.
There's like 75 episode issues 69, already, I think, or something 69. Like that.
And they've said it does not really, you know, it's not the same. It was, you know, the first episode was
awfully close though.
And they've said like by the end of the first 6 episodes it you know, it won't be the same storylines and things like that. But I knew going into it, especially with all the hype, what to expect. I knew I would like it. Mandy is kind of weird with horror and gore. Like Dead Set, which is a BBC miniseries, is super gory.
I think that is
the
goriest. Way gorier.
And
than this.
Mandy did not flinch at all watching that. I thought
that was scarier than this too, by the way. I mean, in terms of like shock value and stuff like
zombies
that.
Zombies are a weird category for me. So like, I don't know. I can just do it. I can handle zombies. Any other kind of scary movie, I can't do.
It's weird.
Do slow zombies scare you more than fast zombies?
I think fast zombies would be scary.
I think they would be too. I think they would be too. Really
wow.
Eat your face.
Way to go out on a limb there. The amount of gore, I didn't expect them to be able to do that, you know, on AMC.
I thought there would be more, if you want to know the truth.
They ate that horse.
I know, but...
And that little half-person. Oh.
Yeah.
The half-person. That little half-person. That little half-person could not wear holy underwear, I'll tell you that.
Jared was mentioning empathy, and I agree, but... assuming it follows the comic book, like that's going to change rapidly. Like,
okay.
I was telling Mandy, I was like, the bad guy, like zombies aren't the bad guys in this show. You know, like, people are bad.
They're
guys.
Like a window dressing. I mean, yeah. they cause the motivation right. of everybody else.
Yeah, it's like in a movie about an earthquake. Like, you know, they would be the earthquake. It's like happening. Okay, whatever. But it's the people being dicks and stuff that winds up being.
I think that makes it more interesting. Really.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's you know that winds up being the. The point, the whole thing, and yeah, I mean, I mentioned in the review the part where Morgan is trying to kill his wife mm-hmm. and can't, and
I cried my eyes.
He was just
why
bawling.
Did that make you
it
cry?
Was sad.
Oh my gosh, did you cry?
Yeah, I didn't cry, but I was not looking at the whole thing.
Carrie's
I
tough. Kind
of get upset.
Yeah,
because it was, I mean, it's this moment of he saw what had happened. She wasn't who she was, but she kind of looked like who she was, and he remembered all these things and just couldn't go through with it.
She kind of looked like a crackhead.
She did.
Yeah. That was the leprechaun.
I know. Might have been.
So dark.
Yeah.
So dark.
It was sad.
So, yeah. Carrie, we watched it together. You are not a comic book reader.
No.
Did you like this show? Did,
yeah.
did it feel like it was a comic book adaptation, or did it feel like something that could stand on its own?
I could probably stand on its own.
And, Carrie, you like horror movies, so you're not a stranger to this genre.
No.
Too violent for you? Not violent enough?
No, I don't. Violence with zombies doesn't bother me.
Too scary for you? Not scary enough?
No, I wasn't. I'm not scared when it's zombies. I'm scared of real people.
What's the what was the big when, as you were watching it? What to you was the biggest flaw of the show? I mean, is your what stood out? You're like, this they could have changed this. They could have.
I really didn't think about it.
You know the one thing the one
more housewives in it, right?
Yeah. The one thing that I have the same problem with the comic book was that you know sometimes. You have to have convenient plot things happen to push the story forward.
Yeah.
And the fact that his partner and his wife and his kid are still alive and just outside of Atlanta where he is at, I find to be a little convenient given the story. I don't know if in the comics they go into that, like how they happen to survive. But you would think that they wouldn't be around and wouldn't be easily accessible for him.
Yeah, they talk about it. I don't know if it'll be the same story, but you know, it's one of those weird movies or shows where... a lot of those things, I guess you'd have to expect that if there were something like this that happened in real life, someone's family would have wound up, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I kind of like, you know, they don't, there's no discussion of what caused it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's all kind of just glossed over because it's like, you know, it's not really going to matter.
Although, you know, in the comic, they don't talk about any sort of organized army or anything like that. In this one, in the first episode, there's already... shades of that with the helicopter flying over. Mm-hmm. So there's, who knows where they're going to go on that. They may try to give answers.
Maybe zombies can fly helicopters.
No, that would be very scary.
Yes, that would be enough.
Who did it first? This or 28 Days Later with the whole waking up in the hospital?
It was the
thing.
Same time. Neither was inspired by anyone
but
else. That's
no,
what
no.
I read.
What's his name said that they copied, 28 Days Later copied some story. What's his name? I can't.
Kirkman?
No,
Danny Boyle.
Yeah, Danny Boyle said like, "Oh, that you know, this idea is from I just can't remember the name of it.
Mm.
Whatever.
But I don't think that there was intentional aping of each of the comic or that movie. The other thing, I think that the Jared's raising the roof.
It's getting a little
the main guy Andrew Lincoln who plays the police.
Not a very good Southern accent.
See, I didn't think it was that bad.
I know. I just noticed it a couple times.
Isn't he like British or something?
Yeah, he's born or raised in London. So I thought that was interesting. And I got to echo everything that everybody else says. You know, I think it was well acted. It's interesting. Hopefully they can continue that. I'm sure it'll be picked up after.
It's already been picked up for a second season.
Sure. Well, it hasn't, but because what's his name? The
director?
The director.
Frank Darabont.
Yeah, Darabont said that it was picked up in August.
Yeah.
And then AMC was like, no, we haven't picked it up yet. So it's kind of weird. I don't
they
know
should just go ahead and do that because it's obviously going to do well.
Yeah. I'm sure they will before the season's even over, but Maybe it costs a lot. If not, to make. I mean, they film it on 16 millimeter, you know, like it's a real movie. So,
well, that's good. So let's give this thing a score, shall we?
Okay.
So we like
Scope
it.
Score is 3.5 stars.
So the show has 5 more episodes. It will run through, I think, the beginning of January. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. So,
what? Oh, I suppose the holiday breaks and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I think
that?
They have a break in there, but I thought I heard the last episode was going to be like in January. So.
That seems dumb. Is that because of Brett Favre forcing it to start a week late?
I think Brett Favre has a lot of power with this show. So that was The Walking Dead. I think with that score, we suggest you check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. So we've got one more final bit of business here in the Under the Scope world. It's called Coming Soon. All right. Adam's got some handwritten notes on the Coming Soon list. Let's see if he adds anything great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Music. And if you ladies have any music or movies or DVD releases or video games.
Pretty much every big name act is releasing an album in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
so music for November 9th, Natasha Bedingfield. Who's that?
She sings the
American
theme.
Idol?
Unwritten.
Unwritten.
Yep. She's an English
to
person.
The Hills, the theme to The Hills.
Bon Jovi. Another greatest hits. How many greatest hits albums have
another
they
English
had?
Person.
I put that in there for Carrie. I think they've only had one.
Yeah.
It's Sir John Bon Jovi.
Sir Jovi.
Susan Boyle. So every big act, you're
yep.
right.
Hey, I just say what Entertainment Weekly tells me.
CeeLo, his album comes out. I guess Fuck You song yep. is just from that. And
much better when it's Forget You, by the way.
Oh,
the
radio yeah.
Whatever.
Much better.
Hardly.
And Cradle of Filth.
I just like the name.
Sure.
Who doesn't, Shane? That's a name you can get behind.
What's the name of their album?
Darkly, Darkly Venus Aversa. Sounds like Harry Potter.
Yeah, they're casting some sort of like bewitching spell.
Also, I'm not sure if it was this past Tuesday or next Tuesday, but Weezer has a triple album coming out, kind of.
Their Pinkerton Deluxe album?
Pinkerton Deluxe, which got a 10. I've never seen a 10 on Pitchfork before, but it got a 10. And also Death to False Metal, which is old unreleased songs they re-recorded, you know, new.
Who's they?
What?
Weezer. I mean, this is Weezer.
Because I've seen those songs. I have some of those songs, but they went and re-recorded it?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Interesting.
Which got a 0.5 on Pitchfork.
Uh-oh.
So I mean, it's just Pitchfork being dicks.
Feast
but,
and famine right there.
Yeah, but Weezer. I mean, all the reviews I read of that were like it's super hit and miss. I don't understand. But I downloaded both, so I can't wait to be disappointed. Just like Hurley.
Well, Pinkerton's awesome. Come on.
I know, but it's just the second. I don't know. I mean, I already 5-star everything in Pinkerton, so I don't really know what the rest of it's going to be.
Word.
Last good Weezer album. Maladroit was okay, too, I guess. Bryan Adams, November 16th.
Bryan Adams is
now,
back,
is this Ryan Adams or Bryan
Adams?
No,
this
Adams?
Is cuts like a knife, Bryan Adams.
Summer of 69, Bryan Adams.
Is this...
Everything it, I do, I do it for you.
Okay, yeah. this is Robin Hood, Bryan Adams.
Yes.
Very good. Very good stuff.
Kid Rock, Born Free. Kid Rock loves Liberty. I don't know if you
he does.
He's very pro-America.
This is my favorite album title ever. Pink has a new album coming out, and it's called Greatest Hits, Ellipses, So Far, and how many exclamation marks are after So Far?
I'm going with 5.
Yes,
5.
3. 3 exclamation marks. Mandy got it right. You have to actually talk so people can 3. Hear you, Mandy. Good job.
She held up 3 fingers.
She did.
For those of you watching us on the streaming version of the show... Which is nobody because it doesn't exist.
Mandy uses 3 exclamation marks all the time, and I say that's the right number because 1...
Because Pink uses it.
1, you don't know. Like, 1, like everyone uses exclamation marks. Doesn't mean anything. You can't use 2.
You can never do even.
Are you saying the value... You think the exclamation mark has been devalued?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 exclamation marks means you're yelling. You're not, like, excited about it.
How does it rank against the British pound, though?
It's actually 0.2 pence right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's going up a little bit.
Pence.
And the euro is weak now, too.
And Rihanna.
It's currency talk here on the show.
Rihanna has a new album coming out as well.
I did not like her performance on SNL, but
haven't
I don't really
it.
Like her. So.
Don't watch it.
I liked her digital short with Chiron.
I thought the Chiron thing, they should have done something else. It was felt like it was exactly the same as the first one.
That's why it's funny, Shane.
Chiron. Did you not like the first Chiron?
I did like the I liked the first one a lot.
Movies.
What a fucking hater.
2 movies coming out November 12th.
Can't see this.
In major release, anyway. Unstoppable, yep. Where the bad guy is a train.
What the? I don't get this one.
Carrie's brother.
I think
a trainee.
My brother is the one who was involved.
He loves trains. He's going to go see that movie over and over.
He's financing it himself. But wouldn't he want the train to be the good guy?
Yeah.
know.
It's actually a spy train. The train's acting bad, but
the train
it
is committing crimes.
At the end, it's going to pull off its face and it's going to eat
it'll be Thomas. It'll be Thomas the Tank Engine.
And also Skyline, which is a really confusing movie to me when you look at the trailers, because it looks really expensive and like sci-fi, but apparently like made on like pretty decently low budget. And I think like,
and it stars Turkleton from Scrubs.
I think all of the all the effects Blurkleton. That we see during the commercial is the only like effects from the entire movie. So I don't know what to expect going.
It looks
that
terrible.
Movie. Your movie's terrible.
November 19th.
Yes,
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Excited.
Part 1.
I'm very excited. Very excited.
Calm down, nerd.
Very excited. Chain, are you even caught up on the films?
No, I'm about 4 behind. My wife hates them, by the way.
They make me sleep.
I will
take a
probably
nap.
Going to see with Earl then, I guess.
Oh, why don't you have a little date with Earl? Why
sure,
don't you?
We'll stop off and get some penny candy beforehand.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
We can talk about your the mutual love of Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah, right. That'll come up.
And also, the confusingly titled because 127 Hours also came out this past week, The Next 3 Days with Russell Crowe. So I can see someone going in to see one of those and getting the wrong one on accident.
Very confused.
People are dumb. I don't know what that one's about. Something with his wife.
Yeah, I think so. No, he's trying. I think she's in jail, or he's trying to.
He gets her out of jail,
and she's trying to. And she's innocent, or he thinks she's innocent, so he breaks her out of jail.
But okay. And then he's stuck under a rock.
I bet there's a twist.
There's got to be. There's got to be a twist.
Twist. Okay, DVD November 9th. Charlie St. Cloud, Minnesota. That comes out.
Charlie St. Cloud. Care. We're gonna red box that one when it comes out. Oh yes, we are.
When are you gonna step up to the Netflix?
Based in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
No.
Ramona and Jesus.
No. We're going to Netflix that one, day two. Ramona. Back to back, Ramona and Jesus.
Ramona and Jesus. Sorry, Ramona and Jesus. Scott Pilgrim, Five of the World.
Never.
Five of the World.
Or V versus the World.
Did you end up seeing that, Shane?
No, I want to see
it. I did. It was good.
It's good.
It's good.
You'll like it.
Carrie wouldn't let me. She said it's video games and
Carrie, you will
I
like
did
the
not
film.
Say that
you should
ever.
Watch all of Edgar
okay,
Wright's
maybe
movies.
I misheard
we
that.
We never go to movies because we have to get a babysitter.
She either said we should see it or we shouldn't see it. One or the other. I don't remember.
Or you can see it on alternate shifts.
Ultimatum, Shane. Either we should see this or not see this.
Yeah.
One or the
always,
other.
She always backs me in a corner.
50-50 on that one.
I think that everyone should see all 3 Edgar Wright movies in a row.
What are those?
Hot Fuzz, Shaun and versus Shaun of the Dead.
Overrated.
And Scott Pilgrim.
I haven't seen Shaun of the Dead in ages.
Grown Ups also comes out.
Grown Ups starring who?
Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, those guys. That
who
was
else?
That movie. I don't know.
Kevin James, sir.
Okay.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
David a reanimated Spain. Chris Farley.
Too soon, Jared.
November 16th, also on DVD.
Comedian Lenny Bruce.
What if reanimated Chris Farley was on The Walking Dead? What if they tied that together?
That would be clever as hell. Unnecessary.
Avatar Extended Edition.
Yeah.
What's extended? Do you know?
They add new scenes.
My penis, because I love it.
That's extend.
Wow.
That's extend.
Jared edition. Comes alive in the coming soon.
He's
thinking about Rachel Maddow.
My pick for... My pick for a movie of the year, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Oh, boy. We might have to get that one.
No, we're no way.
Disney's A Christmas Carol.
Yep.
The Kids Are All Right. And Robo Geisha.
I put that in there for you.
Thanks.
I don't know what it's about, but it sounds like something you would like.
It does.
Or maybe Mandy.
I make Mandy dress up as Robo Geisha sometimes.
Really? What's your favorite Robo Geisha costume, Mandy?
All right.
Does he make you wear silver
quick,
face paint?
Quick wish.
Shane, say Robo Geisha as if you were doing the voiceover for that commercial in Modern Family.
Oh, I can't do that.
Robo Geisha!
Video games.
Vidjus. We got some video games.
Week of November 7th.
Terrible.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
I'm going to buy that.
It comes
someday.
Out already. I didn't even realize.
Can I get that game, Carrie?
You get every game you want.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Like what?
I didn't get Rock Band 3.
Yes, what? You did. You got it at midnight.
How
like a
dare
huge
you?
Nerd.
How dare you, madam? Get out of here. You're off the show.
Right. Well, Jared is a bigger nerd because he went and he didn't even buy it.
I know. Super nerd.
I was there in for camaraderie.
In the driving rain, Jared. Yes. The driving rain.
Driving rain.
Did you take the next day off of work?
No.
And play?
Yeah, I did. Yes. Yes. Actually.
I came home from work and they were playing.
We were. We were playing Rock Band for everyone who needs to know what we were playing.
Also, the
yes,
fight.
We were not playing Doctor.
We didn't have any pants on, but I think you got to be
that's
free.
Just a comfort
you,
thing,
you move around.
That's a comfort thing. Those instruments, are, they chafe.
The keyboard. Holy also underwear? The keyboard.
Holy underwear?
Holy underwear. No, very pressed.
I was wearing my Halloween boxers. That
It's strange that there's like sort of a common theme between you and Jared with your underwear issues.
It's weird that you can buy like avatar items in that game, but are only for your in-game avatar and not for your you know Xbox avatar.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think that's I don't like that.
Well, too
bad. Still costs money. Also, The Fight Lights Out, which is a PS3 Move boxing game, I'm guessing. Yeah. Then the week of November 214. I don't know what that means, but that's what you put.
Why do I always bust my balls?
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
14.
Or the 21st.
No, so 14.
Okay. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, mm-hmm. which I was completely down on until I saw a video of it, and it looks awesome. EA Sports Active 2.
That means exercise.
It means exercise, oh, 2.
Nobody's going to buy that.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows for video game systems.
I love your Whitney Houston. I love it.
And finally, it's 1992 again. NBA Jam is coming out.
NBA
as
Jam.
As long as I can be Bill Clinton, I'm happy. And
he's heating up.
You can be Sarah
Boom,
Palin.
Boom shakalaka.
And you can be Obama.
Yes. You can be,
from downtown.
You can be Hillary Clinton, and I assume Bill Clinton. And George Clinton? Who knows?
George Clinton would be good.
Who knows?
So there we go. What a list. Ladies, anything on that list that excites you?
What about Clinton from What Not to Wear?
Oh, boy.
Nothing. They're just sitting there looking at us.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're smiling, though, oddly.
It's a scary, sad smile, though. Like, I can't believe these guys are doing this.
We're lulling them into nap time.
I know.
Uh-huh. And you know why? Rock Band 3.
Rock Band 3. All right. Coming soon is over, Jared.
Yep.
Under the scope. Hey, Jared.
What?
Do we have anything to cover in this last segment of the show?
We have a lot of comments, actually.
Wow, people are really listening now. They're really getting behind this. It's a breaking thing.
Right. Nobody calls the voicemail line, so we don't have any voicemails. Which is very sad. 612-21-SCOPE. You can call it. If you want.
I can.
Yeah.
Calling it right now?
He's calling it right now.
Well, it's too late to get on the show, Adam. Scott writes, Episode 98, awesome job. I'm a Rock Band player and now a Scope listener as well.
We got a new listener.
We got one new listener out of this whole trick when we did our...
this whole trick. This whole Travis Shaw mockery. This flip plan.
Wow.
I'm not going to leave
him. Okay, good. Bishop writes in and says, remember when Adam used to be on the show? Yeah, those were good days. It's still a good time, though. Bueno, magic balls.
Today is better magic balls than
Bishop, your wish comes true. Adam is here in the house.
We remember it.
Yes.
When he was here, and now it's just like he was.
It's not actually me. It's actually Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, when you take off your mask.
I've got a mask on.
Gotcha.
Adam replies to Bishop and says, I didn't meet the requirement of 2,500 achievement points in prior Rock Band games, so I wasn't even invited. Which is a complete fabrication.
It's a lie.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up, Jared.
Yes.
Hello?
Tom writes in and says, who is this Adam guy of whom you speak? Is he like Earl?
These are the best comments ever, by the way. You all know.
Is he like Earl? Is Adam like Earl?
He's exactly like Earl. I can't tell the difference.
We confuse them all the time.
Hey, I can only work with what I'm given here. So.
Do you have a robot that does Earl's voice?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Get to work on that.
Oh, Adam wins that battle, I guess.
Adam is a battle winner.
And finally, Ken just wrote in right before the show. He says, really enjoyed the cast. Thanks for asking some of the Rock Band questions I wanted to hear answered. The Rock Band Aid website is definitely the best place for game information.
There we go. He didn't say if he got the answers he wanted. He was just happy that we asked the questions.
I don't know. I don't know what his requirements were for answering.
I'll have to go back and review the tape.
All we can do is ask the questions, Shane. Whatever answers come,
they
it's out of our control.
I hear you.
If you have questions you need answered, you can write in. That's comments@thescopeshow.com. You can call the voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I was looking at iTunes today because I hadn't looked in a while, and I realized we have not had a review of the show in the iTunes music store in over a year. It was September 2009 was the last time we had a review. So,
Mandy, do it.
Anyone who
has
an iTunes account is interested in doing a review. Maybe one of our new listeners who's like, "Hey, this is great. I want to show them some love." Hop in there, give us a quick review, give us a rating.
You should also like us on their ping service, right?
Yeah,
I don't know if you can like.
You give us 3 stars, I'll be mad.
Either of you guys use Ping?
No.
No,
I have an account. I don't use it. I think it's a big failure. Until they can get that tied in with
Facebook,
then it's just, sadly that's the way of the world.
That is.
That's all I got, Shane.
That's all you got. So, programming notes, as we have been talking about for the last 84 episodes of The Scope, the 100th episode is coming up in just a matter of weeks. Hopefully we'll have some great guests, some callbacks to former fun times when the show was good, and fresh and new. So I'm looking forward to episode 100. Hopefully it will be a party for everybody. A celebration, if you will, Jared.
A celebration of 100.
And I'm going to turn my head over to these three ladies. The first time we've ever had three girls on the show at the same time.
It's not true.
Well, if you exclude the World Series of Pop Culture.
Yeah, okay. When is that happening again?
That's going to happen in the next batch of shows.
All right.
I want to thank Mandy. I want to thank Angie. I want to thank Carrie for being on the show and bringing so much liveliness and,
yeah.
and your feminine charms. I love it. Any parting words for me? Any advice?
Thanks for having us.
You guys have any appearances you want to plug?
Anywhere going to be anywhere we need to know about?
Becker Home Furniture World?
I will be at home 3! Wow. Very soon.
Wow, I can't wait to battle you
Check
once again
in.
For being mayor.
I am the mayor of my home, by the way.
Angie, will you be appearing in any body shops promoting a car repair or anything like that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. And Mandy,
we're headed to Becker Home Furniture World.
Becker, what are you looking for?
Something got a group unfinished.
They've got to be
got two Groupons. Groupons are awesome. Nice.
$200 in Groupons.
We just
they
used
have
a Groupon
cafe
last night.
There. You can have something to eat.
The one in Becker or the one in Plymouth?
Oh, the one in Becker. I've never been to the one in
Burnsville.
Plymouth.
Burnsville.
Whatever it is.
Well, you girls, you ladies, you women.
That's right.
You can be on this show anytime you want. And my guess is it'll probably never happen. So thank you very much for appearing and making our 99th episode just as special as the 100th episode will certainly
be. And thanks to Anne for suggesting that we do this. We appreciate it, and we followed through, and I hope that this is your favorite episode ever.
Anne.
We never in a million years thought all three of these women would be on the show. I figured it would be impossible.
Do you think anyone listens to the end of the show? I want to test something. The first person to comment, I will totally PayPal them $1 that they listen to this
part
of the show.
Do they have to prove it, though? Do we have to...
Just say, like, I listened to the end of the show.
First person.
I mean, you wouldn't
where
know.
Where did they comment? They got a comment on the website?
Sure.
Okay. Fair enough.
Leave your
email address there. $1 minus fees are coming right to you.
You don't even need to do your email address in case you're worried about spam, because it'll be in the commenting tool anyway.
I'll say two. I say you give them $2, Adam.
Well, no, you can do another $1.
I don't have that kind of money.
I gotta
feed my kid.
I'm pretty sure PayPal takes about a 10% cut, too. So.
Okay, there we go.
I think that's a good deal.
That's it. Yeah. So, challenge out there. Episode 100 coming
my guess
very
is
soon.
No one listens, so.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you very soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying farewell. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.